mayor of Arcadia, California. I guess she was accused of being an illegal foreign agent spying for China. To have a government official, like a U.S. government official, that I guess signs all these oaths that he's there, they are there.
A mayor, too.
Yeah, to represent the city. That's what the people voted for, right? Voted for her, in reality, to represent the interest of China, of the CCP.
This is Silicon Valley Front Row. I'm David, and this is Steve. We're back again with another episode. So this week is week three of the OpenAI case, right? It's starting to wrap up. And I've been watching the case for the past few weeks. The lawyers just gave their closing arguments. And it's about whether OpenAI breached the nonprofit mission.
So we talked about the case last week. And do you think anything changed, in your opinion?
After listening to the lawyers, I think the lawyers are so good on both sides, because these are the top lawyers, right, hired by these tech executives.
Yes.
And their arguments are very persuasive and good. I think, like, for Stephen Molo, Elon Musk's lawyer, he's trying to discredit Sam Altman and saying that he brought up that Sam Altman was called a liar by at least five different people that testified, and saying that don't trust Sam Altman. Whereas the other side, William Savitt, the main lawyer for OpenAI, is saying that Elon Musk is, I guess, the bad person, and that there was no contract. Elon Musk's like donations to OpenAI they didn't have any restrictions to them, so there was no commitment. So they're saying that there was no nonprofit mission that was like tied to contractual.
That's crazy. I think what's interesting is that this case is like so close to us. It's in Oakland, California.
Yeah.
And it involves maybe the top three out of five companies in the world, like OpenAI. Of course, Elon Musk with his companies. And then you say Microsoft is involved
Microsoft,
as well.
Yeah.
And the CEO was there testifying as well, right?
Yeah. It's funny because Microsoft is saying, like, we don't want any part of this. So each time Microsoft people spoke, or even their lawyers, it was very short.
Wow. And but I guess they had to be there because they're
sued by Elon Musk. The interesting thing is, Sam Altman and Greg Brockman both showed up to the court today for the proceeding, but Elon Musk wasn't there. Yeah. You know where he is, right?
I guess he's in China, and we'll be talking about China. But I think him and several others are in China right now. Well, by the time this is going to air, he's going to probably be back. So do you think that damages his chances in some way because he wasn't in the courtroom?
Technically, maybe he doesn't have to be there. He already stated his testimony, his piece.
Yeah.
But it might look bad depending on how the jury wants to look at that. I mean, the lawyer for OpenAI was pointed that out. He was saying, oh, look, my clients are here. They really care.
Yeah.
Elon Musk isn't.
Of course, he's going to take advantage of that. Yeah, well, so I think we have some interesting things to talk about. The main story that we're covering is that recently there's a mayor of Arcadia, California, which I guess is close to Los Angeles or part of L.A., I guess she was accused of being an illegal foreign agent spying for China or in some way giving information to China as an agent.
Right.
And, you know, I always say that we hear these all the time, but this is a little bit different because it's a government official. It's a mayor.
It's crazy. I mean, I was looking at the press release. It's all over the news. I mean, I'm honestly not surprised. Because we hear about it all the time, but with this person, government official, and apparently she started like a media company, right? And the FBI said she was spreading propaganda from the Chinese regime, which we know is the Chinese Communist Party, and spreading, I guess, their propaganda.
So I think it's already kind of crazy enough to have, you know, a spy from China operating freely in the U.S., but to have a government official, like a U.S. government official, that I guess signs all these oaths that he's there, they are
a
there.
A mayor, too.
Yeah, to represent the city. That's what the people voted for, right? Voted for her to represent their city, and then in reality to represent the interest of the of China, of the CCP. It's pretty amazing. Yeah. Well, anything interesting in the press release that we want to look
at? Let me pull up the press release here. Elon Musk and other business leaders are in China with President Trump for like business relationships, economic relationships, and hopefully human rights too.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
like I know, China is very like, they have
they really bad record.
Yeah, for human rights.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully that comes up. Usually, they don't bring it up. They don't want it to get in the way of business, but we probably should.
Okay, so let me pull up the press release. So this is from, the Justice Department. Aileen Wong, right? She's 58 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she even confessed, saying that she was... Here, this is a quote from the FBI Assistant Director Roman Roshovsky of Counterintelligence. He said, by her own admission, Aileen Wong secretly served the interests of the Chinese government. All Americans should be alarmed to learn an elected official was brazenly spreading propaganda on behalf of the Chinese government.
Hmm.
So according to her plea agreement, from late 2020 through 2022, her and Yao Ning Mike Sun, 65 years old, were working at the direction and control of the PRC. Government officials.
So there's a couple of interesting things I noticed. I think it says in the release that she resigned hours of the case going public on May 11, which is just a few days ago. So she resigned from her position and she pleaded guilty. Now, for me, watching some of these cases, a lot of these spies do not plead guilty. They plead unguilty, not guilty. So either there's overwhelming evidence, or she's trying to make a deal, or who knows. But
Do you think it's a good thing that she's coming clean?
I think it's a good thing, but it could be that she might be guilty of more things. But then by pleading guilty, she'll get a smaller penalty. Or maybe she's willing to collaborate. I don't know. So she was a city controller when she was carrying out these tasks for the CCP. And then later she became mayor.
Mm.
But she was still an official in that capacity. Crazy. Now, what do you know about this guy, Mike's son?
Not that much.
Well, so I kind of did a bit of a search because we have these spy issues and these agents coming all the time. So I did a bit of a search and I came up with 13 kind of prominent cases of these either agents or spies or people giving permission to China.
Yeah.
So I guess Mike Sun was the guy that kind of influenced Aileen Wong, and he was the one running that website, which is was supposed to be served the Chinese Americans in the U.S. This site was carrying out directives from the CCP. In how to run the site, what information to put on it, and everything else.
Oh.
So yeah, so that's Mike's son, and I think he got 4 years.
Mm.
So he got 4 years. I think Aileen has not happened yet. So I don't think there's any result on that. But Mike's son got 4 years, and you know, as you watch all of these cases where people got sentenced.
Yeah.
You know, they go through this long process, like you've witnessed the Elon Musk trial, right? There's weeks of people with jury, and many times there's a mistrial or other things. Mm. So if they already got sentenced, they already went through all that process. So, but there's a few more. Do you know others?
Well, there was the former congressman Eric Swalwell, right? Yeah. He was accused of partnering and working with an alleged Chinese spy,
yes,
nicknamed like Fang Fang.
Uh-huh.
Right. He denied the allegations, you know, but he did resign from his position after some investigation into just like crimes,
right? And he recently called off his governor race, but I think there was a different reason. It wasn't because of the Chinese spy thing.
Yeah, it was for, I think, related to the allegations.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, that was very recent. There was also two, I did a report on this, but two men in the UK were also like charged for working with, for spying on people in Britain and working with Hong Kong police, which allegedly are tied with people in the Chinese Communist Party.
Wow.
So, and these guys, like at least one of them was a former officer in Britain, right? But he apparently he would use the databases when he's off duty to find information like on certain people, on what car they drove, where they lived, things like that. And these were advocates that wanted pro-democracy in Hong Kong.
Yeah, right? There's a few cases like that. You know, of course, we talk, I think we talk about the Jamestown report that by Sherry Liu, who came up with close to 1,000 Chinese front organizations in the U.S. that are communist, CCP, Communist Party organizations that act like normal businesses in the U.S. We still don't have the names of what who those are, but I think many of these are connected. Let me go through some of this list because... I was pretty surprised. And again, these are the most significant, the bigger, the more prominent cases. There's a John Chen who was also based in Los Angeles, and he was involved also with Mike Sun and Eileen Wong. Same thing, unregistered agent for the PRC, and he got 20 months just last year. So he's going to be out in a few months. The next couple of ones are pretty major. It's a Harry Liu. And Chen Jinping, I guess same name is Xi Jinping. And these guys were prosecuted, the first ones prosecuted for running Chinese overseas police station, Chinese overseas police stations.
In the U.S.
In the U.S., exactly. So this guy, and they were monitoring activists, like you said, the pro-democracy people and activists. But this guy faces up to 30 years. So. Really? Yeah, so that's a lot more significant.
How long do you know? Like how long? I mean, why is it so much?
Yeah, I don't know the degree. Obviously, he must have been involved in a more serious way. Yeah. I don't know the details. There's so many.
Yeah.
There's another guy, Yuan Jin Tang, unregistered agent for PRC. He got 5 years. Then it gets more interesting. Yuan Chen and another guy, Ryan Lai, they're in a clandestine intelligence network targeting U.S. Navy. So they gather photos, videos of bases and personnel.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah, I remember.
So, and they were transmitting these results to the CCP. Then we have a former U.S. sailor. And this guy was sentenced for 16 years. So that's a big one. Wei Jinchao. And he was actually on a ship, I guess USS Essex, that was the name. And he sold national defense information to a PRC intelligence officer.
Okay. How much, what was his sentence?
16 years.
Oh, so it seems like if you mess with the military or law enforcement, it seems more intense.
Yeah.
Or more penalized.
I really wonder if it has to do with how good the prosecutor is or the different states or whatever, but.
Probably. And if they did a plea.
Yeah.
Right.
Or maybe they want to see like how much they can get. You know, maybe they're willing to lower the sentencing for something else in return. But
if they spill more details.
And there's this guy from San Jose. Remember him, Chen Guanggong from San Jose. And he's accused of theft of military trade secrets, stole 3,600 files on advanced infrared sensors for missiles. Including nuclear missiles. So that's really crazy. That was like last year. Remember that?
Not there's so ago. Many cases, to be honest. I don't remember.
But it was from San Jose. So another big one hometown. Is Linda Sun. I don't know if that rings a bell, but she was the deputy chief of staff for the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul. And she was fired in March 2023. So this is deputy chief of staff. That's pretty high position for a New York governor. Anyway, there's a lot more. But the last one, I have to go to the last one because this guy doesn't sound Chinese. Michael Charles Skena from Virginia. He got 4 years and he participated in a conspiracy to transmit national defense information to the PRC. And what's crazy, he had top secret clearance.
What? Wait.
You got 4 years.
You would think people would be screened and get all these background checks before they get top secret clearance.
Well, so it seems like two things happen. Some of them are maybe agents or spies to begin with.
Yeah.
But then there are others. They are trying to recruit other people.
So after they get in, maybe they would get bribed from
either foreign bribed agents, right? Or maybe, who knows, maybe some of them, they're Chinese nationals in some way or, you know, ancestry. And then they tell them, well, help China to get all these secrets from the U.S. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I think that's what happens. In addition to the original spies, there's these ones who get bought out.
Right. So I think maybe we should kind of talk about like the dangers or like why this is important. I mean, obviously, military secrets, nuclear weapons, military data, we don't want that going to other countries, obviously, right? But then let's talk about why is it so bad that the CCP getting information from us?
Well, so I think what happens also is a lot of these agents, they track and monitor dissidents like pro-democracy or Hong Kong or Falun Gong practitioners. They track them and they give that information to the CCP. So then it becomes easier for the Communist Party in China to kind of control these people or scare them or scare
extort
their scare their families and all that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of these were doing that, were monitoring people. And
even the agents themselves, right? The ones that are doing the spying, they could also be blackmailed. And if they don't do it, maybe their own families will be targeted in China. So
So once they did it once, they probably
It's like something to hold on to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think also because then they're also kind of victims themselves too, right? Like I think because we cover a lot about the CCP. And there's a distinction like that I like to always point out, right? Like the Chinese Communist Party is different than the Chinese people themselves.
Right.
Because those that even like participate in the CCP or those organizations, they're victims.
Exactly. They are made to do it. One thing I just thought of is that we see all these news about these Chinese spies being caught.
Yeah.
But I rarely see like a Brazilian spy be caught or Indonesian or even Russian for that matter. I'm sure there are some, but maybe the ratio is 100 to 1. You know, it's just amazing, you know, how many more Chinese spies or these agents versus other countries.
I think because there's a lot of money from China.
Yeah.
Right. And they have a lot of arms or their arms reach. Everywhere.
They just have this technique, this strategy of putting a lot of effort into getting our technology and at the same time silencing dissidents and democracy people.
And it comes down to like human rights.
Yeah.
Because they don't like pro-democracy because like here we vote for our leaders. But in China, the totalitarian communist regime, the citizens don't vote for their leaders. Yeah. So whoever's in charge, right, it's like kind of like an endless cycle that whoever's in charge stays in charge.
Right. Well, so, you know, it seems like this person, Aileen Wang, former mayor of Arcadia, she seems like she pled guilty and she almost feels like she's sorry for what she did and maybe she wants to make up or wants to improve. What do you think she can do? What would be her next step? Like if she really wants to expose what she's been to and she wants to kind of fix the damage she made.
Yeah. To be honest, part of me was kind of like, I wouldn't say relieved, but I kind of commend her for coming clean.
Yeah.
Because like people make mistakes, right? But she actually admitted to what she's done. And I think this could set up like a domino effect for other people that are in her shoes or other officials that are being extorted, right?
Yes.
I think that's why they're doing it.
Ideally, it would be for them to come out before they get caught.
Exactly.
Or either to expose it or at least to not do it anymore, but before they get caught.
Right. And so I think for Aileen, who already pled guilty, like some following steps would be potentially quitting the CC party if she's part of it or part of like the youth organizations.
Yes.
Because I've never been to China, but I know people, I've worked with people who lived in China, and apparently they have to, as a kid, right, they have to sign up for the Chinese like youth league, which is connected to the CCP.
To the Chinese Communist Party.
Right. Yeah. Even if they don't really do it or believe it, they just have to sign into it.
Right.
So then after they leave China, they're here. Some of that is still like, I mean, they still signed it, but there is a organization that's calling for people to quit the CCP.
Yes.
No matter where they are, right? The Tuedong Center.
Yes.
And the Epic Times really helps with this.
Yes, yes, especially on our Chinese Chinese site, Tuedong. It's a huge thing. I think there's millions. I think there's over 450 million people
that already signed.
That already signed that they want to quit the CCP.
Yeah,
the Chinese Communist Party. So you're right. That would be the right thing for these people to do, and in that way to kind of
erase their name, right?
Yeah,
I think it vindicates their status from being part of the regime,
right?
Which a lot of lawmakers and advocates are pushing against the CCP because of the human rights abuses that's been happening and kind of being pushed away.
Mm-hmm.
So they're telling people to not get their name connected to that. So
that's a really good point. And if you think about it, if they are in China, you can be a little bit more understanding that they would be afraid. But if they're here in the U.S., at least hopefully they have that much guts to do it, being in the U.S. and hopefully realizing that they're being protected by the U.S. for doing this.
Right. Yeah. And then with the presidential administration, they're really like going onto to China and expressing like religious freedom and human rights and the right to all that. So.
Well, we can see if our audience has any questions on this. What would be your concerns, your major concerns, catching all these either agents for the Chinese Communist Party or spies, you know, transferring information? Another question is, why do you think there's so many Chinese spies versus other country spies, especially in the Bay Area and California, but pretty much all over the U.S.?
And also, what do you think about lawmakers or government officials like we've seen here just working with the CCP? Are you shocked? Do you feel like remorse? What's your thoughts? Let us know.
And with that, thank you for watching another episode of Silicon Valley Front Row, and we'll see you next time.